Hey everyone, I'm Philosophish on the forums. Hope y'all are doing alright. I'm not. I just got out of a tough breakup. I was dating one of these hipster chicks who doesn't want to be caught liking anything that's remotely popular. I'm a bit of an aspie, so I thought I was perfect for her. But she's the type of snob who has to start hating something as soon as they find out one other person actually likes it too. So she broke up with me because we had nothing in common. She was really serious about it. As soon as I said, hey, I think I love you, she started having really deep self-esteem issues. She's one of these girls who takes music really fucking seriously. So we were together for a really long time, but then she said she was only into the early years before it got all derivative and formulaic. I guess relationships are kinda like a musical career. It starts out raw and passionate, and with a little practice, you hit your stride, and everything's going great, but then the rush gets to someone's head, and they start pursuing side projects, triggering a downward spiral of alcoholism and depression until one of you winds up crying in a hotel room somewhere with a shotgun to your head, and... what? No. No, of course I'm talking about Nirvana. No, I'm not bitter. KeithandTheGirl.com/book. Pick it up, folks. So yeah, now I'm single. I'm not lonely. I'm getting through it. I've finally started weightlifting again. Not at the gym. I mean, just getting out of bed, like, literally lifting weight. Alright, that one was for Mike Kaplan. But this is an opportunity to put my life back in order. I saw that movie The Bucket List, so now I have a new strategy. I'm putting all the crazy shit I want to experience on a list. Craig's list? Ladies? Central New Jersey area, 22, male, Latino. I can host or travel. Big girls are fine. Thanks for listening.